Hi everyone, and welcome back to Sparring and Film. And today I'm bringing you something a little bit different, something that I don't think I've done on the podcast or on the channel before. And that is my reactions to the Golden Globe nominations that were released today. I'm going to just go through each category and give you the person who I think should win. I suppose my prediction. There are a couple of extremely difficult categories, especially the ones where I've legitimately seen everything that's in there and everything's really good, or there's very, very stacked actor categories, for instance. This is one of the biggest years in Golden Globe history, I would say, in terms of the people who are nominated and the sort of gravitas of the people that are nominated. The Golden Globes are a weird one in that I think with the Oscars. They are the sort of the biggest award ceremony around this time. And we're getting sort of towards that time of year where the nominations start coming out, hence the Golden Globes. We get the BAFTAs, we then end up with the Oscars. Golden Globes have almost been the butt of the joke a couple of times, where, you know, obviously Ricky Gervais has hosted it God knows how many times, and he's also made fun of it as he's hosting it. Whereas for me, I often enjoy the nominations coming out. Sometimes they can be absolutely ridiculous. You know, I think back to things like salmon fishing in the Yemen being nominated for stuff. I think back to Red being nominated for, I believe it was musical or comedy. Bold Strokes, it's an action film. But for whatever reason, the Golden Globes hold a very broad approach to the way that they look at their nominees and their categories, in that we're not going as in-depth as things like best documentary short subjects that you'll get with the Oscars. Instead, these are very much very broad topics, very sort of sweeping areas of film and TV that I'm looking forward to getting into here. So I'm starting at the bottom of a list that I gathered. So this is essentially going to do all of the TV ones first and then all of the film ones first. And I'll give you my sort of predictions as we go through. So to begin with, the best stand-up comedian on television, which I'm fairly certain is a new category or a new award that they've not really done before. So you've got Chris Rock for Selective Outrage, Sarah Silverman for Sarah Silverman, Someone You Love, Wanda Sykes, I'm an Entertainer, Ricky Gervais, Armageddon, Trevor Noah, Where Was I, and Amy Schumer for Emergency Contact. Now, there's not many of these that I've seen. I saw the Chris Rock show, Selective Outrage, live at the Apollo in Manchester a few years ago. I think it was like 2 years ago, maybe even just last year now. And I'm wondering if there's going to be a couple of times where I'm thinking things like this, where because it's the Golden Globes and because they like to sort of try and grab a zeitgeist, even as much as this zeitgeist might be almost 12 months old now, that they're going to do something just so that it grabs popular mainstream attention. And I'm wondering whether or not they are just going to go with Chris Rock for this. I think a sort of backup prediction would be Ricky Gervais for Armageddon. But I'm thinking this one's going to go to Chris Rock, mainly because the press of Chris Rock back on an award stage since the slap heard around the world or whatever it was. Best supporting male actor on a television series. So again, the very bizarre these, in that they split the comedy and drama for motion picture and for television program and for actor and actress. But when you get into the supporting actor categories, you just get one solid chunk rather than them splitting. So this is best supporting male actor on a TV series. So you've got Matthew McFadden for Succession, James Marsden for Jury Duty, Alan Ruck for Succession, Alexander Skarsgård for Succession, Billy Crudup for The Morning Show, and Eben Moss Bachrach for The Bear. Now, I have seen all of these apart from Jury Duty, so I can't make comment on James Marsden. The Succession nominees, so Matthew McFadden, Alan Ruck, and Alexander Skarsgård, it's peculiar in the way that they've fallen into supporting male. I think the Alan Ruck nom there for supporting male is a supporting character in the film. Kieran Culkin and Jeremy Strong are going to pop up elsewhere later, as is Brian Cox. So it's peculiar that they've gone those three for leading, these three for supporting actor. And you sort of, your head, with it being the last time that we're seeing Succession, goes to Succession. And I think of the three, I'd be more inclined to Matthew McFadden. Eben Moss in The Bear is absolutely fantastic, but Matthew McFadden isn't my actual prediction. My actual prediction is Billy Crudup up for the morning show. Now, I don't know anyone other than me and my wife who have seen the morning show. It's not really something that's come up in conversation a lot because there are a lot of Apple TV Plus programs that, as great as they are, just aren't coming up in conversation. Ted Lasso is one that is sort of the more popular of the few that people are talking about. And Billy Crudup in the morning show is the best actor on the show, especially in the last season that I've just seen, so season 3. And I think he's well deserving his flowers for this. So my sort of my gut is to go Succession, but actually my, I suppose it's my heart is going, let's go Billy Crudup for the morning show, because I think he outacts every single person in that show and everyone else in that category. So I'm going to go with Billy Crudup for the morning show. Best female actor on a television, so best supporting female actor, I should say. So you've got Abby Elliott for The Bear, Christina Ricci for Yellowjackets, Elizabeth Debicki for The Crown, Haddon Waddingham for Ted Lasso, J. Smith Cameron for Succession, and Meryl Streep for Only Murders in the Building. I'm going to go Waddingham for this one. Again, very good season for Rebecca, very good season for Hannah Waddingham, and her performance all the way through it. And to, I'll be totally honest, there's not many of the others that I've seen. I've not seen Yellowjackets or The Crown, and only Murders in the Building, although I'm fairly certain a student has told me that Only Murders in the Building, Meryl Streep isn't in it for much. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. Not seen it. Best male actor in a television limited series, anthology series, or television film. David Oyelowo for Lawman-based Reeves, John Hamm for Fargo, Matt Bomer for Fellow Travellers, Sam Claflin for Daisy Jones and the Six, Stephen Young for Beef, and Woody Harrelson for White House Plumbers. I'm going to go Stephen Young for Beef, purely linking to a nomination that's going to come later. But from what I've seen of Beef, it looks like an extremely good performance from Stephen Young. Best female actor in a television series, limited series, anthology series, or television film. Ali Wong for Beef, Brie Larson for Lessons in Chemistry, Elizabeth Olsen, Love and Death, Juno Temple for Fargo, Rachel Weisz for Dead Ringers, and Riley Keough for Daisy Jones and the Six. Now, Riley Keough is one that stands out purely because of the Daisy Jones and the Six and her being a lead in that. But I'm going to go for Elizabeth Olsen, Love and Death, because again, what I've seen of that program, it's a tour de force performance of what it is that she's trying to get across there. And there's a lot of nuance to her performance as well. So I'm going to go Elizabeth Olsen for that one. Best male actor in a television series, musical, or comedy. Bill Hader for Barry, Steve Martin for Only Murders in the Building, Jason Segel for Shrinking, Martin Short, Only Murders in the Building, Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso, and Jeremy Allen White for The Bird. Now, if this is the end of Ted Lasso, Ted Lasso needs to go out on the awards run. I feel like that's where my head is going with Succession as well, in that Succession is finished. Is it that this is going to be their awards sweep? Is this where everything's going to happen here? Are we going to get it with Ted Lasso? I'm going to guess that we're going to get it with Ted Lasso. My other sort of niggling thought in my head is The Bear, is that The Bear is massively successful and it's an extremely good program and it's extremely well made. And Jeremy Allen White as the center of that is fantastic. But I think he is going to get pipped to the post by Jason Sudeikis, unfortunately. Best female actor in a television series, musical, or comedy. Rachel Brosnahan, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Quinta Brunson, Abbott Elementary. Elle Fanning, The Great, Selena Gomez, Only Murders in the Building, Natasha Lyonne for Poker Face, and Ayo Edebiri for The Bear. I'm going to go for Ayo Edebiri here. Again, another stellar performance from The Bear, and I think purely because Waddingham entered into supporting rather than leading, that's why there's no sort of huge competition in this one. And the only one that sticks out to me is Natasha Lyonne for Poker Face, but Rachel Brosnahan, the history of Mrs. Maisel, it's the awards history of that program is there. So I'm not too sure, but I'm thinking Ayo Edebiri for The Bear. Now, one of the toughest categories, just looking on paper and even just looking at it in person. Best male actor in a television series drama. Pedro Pascal for The Last of Us. Kieran Culkin for Succession. Jeremy Strong for Succession, Brian Cox for Succession, Gary Oldman for Slow Horses, and Dominic West for The Crown. Now, apologies to Gary Oldman and Dominic West. You're not even in consideration here. You're not even in contention here. Going between the three Succession lads, Kieran Culkin, Jeremy Strong, and Brian Cox. Brian Cox, and I apologize if this is a spoiler now for Succession. So maybe if you've not seen the rest of Succession, just fast forward me about 10 seconds and you'll get over the spoiler in a second. Brian Cox is only in it for about 2 episodes. So does that really warrant him an actor nom or an actor win at that point? I'm going to say no. Jeremy Strong and Kieran Culkin. Now, this is Kieran Culkin's season. This is the season where we really got to see Roman shine. And I'm thinking Kieran Culkin Succession. But the one massive outlier for me, purely as a fan, and if I tilt my head the right way, you can see it there on my shelf with that clicker, The Last of Us. Pedro Pascal's performance in The Last of Us was stunning. And my sort of my head when looking at this field of nominees and the two later fields that are going to come up now is being pulled between The Last of Us and Succession, in that I feel like the Globes are going to want to commemorate Succession because of the fact that this is the end of it. If you were asking me, I'd tell you that Pedro Pascal in The Last of Us was better than Kieran Culkin in Succession. But I'm wondering if this is just going to go the Succession way. So, head, heart. I'm going to go head, and I'm going to go Kieran Culkin for Succession. I feel like there's going to be a bit of a Succession sweep, mainly because, like I say, it's done, you know, and they're going to try and sort of capitalize on that, if you will. Another tough one. Best female actor in a TV series drama. Bella Ramsey, The Last of Us. Emma Stone, The Curse. Helen Mirren, 1923. Imelda Staunton, The Crown. Kerry Russell, The Diplomat. And Sarah Snook, Succession. Again, I'm mainly focusing on Succession and The Last of Us here. Bella Ramsey was fantastic, but I am sorry to Bella. I'm sorry to my Ellie. Sarah Snook's getting this. This is Shiv's. Easily the best actor in the season. So this is Sarah Snook. There's no sort of question about that. Best television limited series, anthology series, or television film. Beef, Lessons in Chemistry, Daisy Jones and the Six, All the Light We Cannot See, Fellow Travellers, and Fargo. For this one, I'm leaning towards Beef because of the just the sort of the accolades around it. I'm going to go with Beef for that one. Best television series, musical, or comedy. Abbott Elementary, Barry, Jury Duty, Only Murders in the Building, Ted Lasso, or The Bear. And again, similar to Succession, Ted Lasso's done. We've wrapped it up. I feel like this is the one to give it on its way out. So I'm going to give this one to Ted Lasso, although I think The Bear is an easy sort of outlier here in that it could take it. But again, season 3 of The Bear is coming, so maybe that will get its time next year. Finally, for the TV categories, best television series, drama, Succession, The Crown, The Diplomat, The Last of Us, 1923, and The Morning Show. I feel a Succession sweep. I feel like it's going to happen. And as much as I would love for The Last of Us to do it, because I would, I feel like it's Succession. It's going to do it. And I don't really know what else to say. I feel like, you know, you've got Sarah Snook, you've got Kieran Culkin, and you've got possibly Matthew McFadden, but my money would be on Billy Crudup. But I think here, Succession is getting best TV series drama. Let's get into the films then. So I'm going to start off with the interesting one. And I say it was an interesting one in that when the nominees were announced before, I wasn't aware that this was a new category. So the Best Cinematic and Box Office Achievement Award. Now, there are 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 8 nominees here. So this is pretty hefty. So you've got Barbie, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, John Wick Chapter 4, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, Oppenheimer, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, and the Super Mario Bros. Movie. Now, all of these films stole it at the box office. They absolutely walked away with it. Mission Impossible was a little bit underwhelming from what people assumed it was going to be in terms of box office, but it's a superb film. If any is going to pick it up from here, it's going to be Barbie. It's going to be what I believe to be the highest grossing film of the year as I'm sat here talking to you right now. Surely they're doing it for that. Surely that's what Barbie's going to get it for. So my pick there is Barbie. Best original song in a film. Addicted to Romance, She Came to Me. Dance the Night, Barbie. I'm Just Ken, Barbie. Peaches, the Super Mario Bros. Movie. Roads of Freedom, Rustin. And What Was I Made For, Barbie. Now, it's going to be a Barbie song. It's probably going to be What Was I Made For. I'd love it to be I'm Just Ken. But at the same time, Peaches is there as an outlier from Super Mario's because of the Jack Black stuff, because of everyone's been raving about it, all that kind of stuff. But realistically, if you are giving a song an award for it being a good song and for it being, you know, the sort of, not just a sort of, with Peaches, it's just a word repeated over and over again. And as much as I enjoy the back and forth that me and Ruby have about it, What Was I Made For? Comes at a pivotal point in that film. Comes at a pivotal point in Barbie. So I'm giving it to What Was I Made For. Best original score for a film. Poor Things, Oppenheimer, The Zone of Interest, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Killers of the Flower Moon, and The Boy and the Heron. I think this one's going to go to Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. There's a lot been said about some of the other scores, but I feel like this is the one that hits home the most and is probably the most dynamic of the few. Best screenplay. Barbie, Poor Things, Oppenheimer, Killers of the Flower Moon, Past Lives, and Anatomy of a Fall. Now, I, later on, as you will be able to see as we get to it, I sort of split off Barbenheimer. Now, again, I've already mentioned about the Golden Globes wanting to try and capture the zeitgeist and the popular choice and all that kind of stuff. And I feel like the big thing that's going to come out of the Globes is Barbenheimer. Is that Oppenheimer won a fair few, Barbie wins a fair few, everyone else is sort of skirting around the two, and it's going to be a sort of celebration of that weird moment in time where it was like, are you Barbie, are you Oppenheimer, I'm neither, I'm Barbenheimer, and they're just going to try and go back to that. So best screenplay, I'm going to say goes to Barbie, purely because I am then saying that best director, so nominees here, Bradley Cooper, Maestro, Celine Song, Past Lives, Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer, Greta Gerwig, Barbie, Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon, Yorgos Lanthimos, Poor Things. I'm saying that goes to Oppenheimer. So screenplay goes to Barbie, director goes to Oppenheimer, and there's going to be this sort of weird split that happens throughout. Best male actor in a supporting role in a film. Willem Dafoe for Poor Things. Robert De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon. Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. Ryan Gosling for Barbie. Charles Melton for May December. Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things. Now, Ryan Gosling for Barbie. I would love to see Ryan Gosling win this for Barbie. I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately. There are rumblings online that Charles Melton for May December is the person to snip this and is the person to take this as a bit of a dark horse contender. Now, I've not yet seen May December. I'm going to try and catch it this week because I believe it's just come to Sky Cinema this week. So I'm going to try and get hold of it and see what I think about it because it's picked up a couple of nominations here. So I'm quite keen to see it. But my money here and my money since I saw the film is Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. It's an absolutely stellar performance, and I don't think anyone else holds a candle to him this year, as much as I loved Ryan Gosling in Barbie and all the good things I've heard about Charles Melton. So we'll see. Best female actor in a supporting role. Emily Blunt, Oppenheimer. Danielle Brooks, The Color Purple. Jodie Foster, Naiad. Julianne Moore, May December. Rosamund Pike, Saltburn. Davine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers. Now, I can't say much about The Holdovers or Naiad or Color Purple, because I've not seen them yet. They're not even available to me yet. I can't even talk about them yet. May, December, and like I say, I've not seen, but I've heard good things about Julianne Moore. I've not seen Saltburn. So at the minute, it's all pointing in one direction, but I have heard fantastic things about Rosamund Pike, and I would love Rosamund Pike to pick up an award here in sort of receipt of, you know, a sort of a go back on, sorry, we didn't give you this for Gone Girl. But I am going to go Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer because, again, that is another stellar performance. And maybe this is just Blunt's time. Maybe this is Blunt's time to win the award. She's been skirting around them for years and she deserves it. Best film non-English language. Anatomy of a Fall, Fallen Leaves, Io Capitano, Past Lives, Society of the Snow, The Zone of Interest. Now, there's three big hitters here. There's Anatomy of a Fall, Past Lives, and The Zone of Interest. Now, money on a popular choice seems to be Past Lives, seems to be where people are aiming. Money on a critical choice seems to be Anatomy of a Fall. I think this one's going to go to Past Lives purely because the Globes go for the popular choice. The Globes go for the more one that more people have seen, more people can sort of say something about. Whereas Anatomy of a Fall is just going to be known as this, you know, narrative heavy, thrilling film. But Past Lives is the one that's going to pip this to the post. Best film animated, The Boy and the Heron, Elemental, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Suzume, Super Mario Brothers, a movie, and Wish. And this is Across the Spider-Verse. Nothing else is holding a candle to this. It's Across the Spider-Verse. Just move on. Best male actor in a film, musical, or comedy, Nicolas Cage for Dream Scenario, Timothée Chalamet for Wonka, Matt Damon for Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, Joaquin Phoenix for Bo is Afraid, and Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction. Bizarre category, totally bizarre category, in that a lot of these things stick out. I was wondering, are we going to get Chalamet? Is this a sort of one just to give Chalamet a sort of an early award in his career? But again, head over, I don't know, heart, I suppose, although I wouldn't exactly say heart in terms of that. But I am thinking Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers. I've not seen the film, but I'm just thinking Paul Giamatti, absolutely fantastic actor. I'm sure he's great in this. That's why he got a nomination. It's interesting to look at everyone else who's in there. So like Matt Damon from I feel like I saw ages ago. So I'm surprised it picked up anything here. Joaquin Phoenix in Boys Afraid. You know, Nicolas Cage in Dream Scenario. There are a lot of outliers here, but I feel like it's going to end up being Paul Giamatti's. Best female actor in a film, musical, or comedy. Alma I do apologize. I'm going to give this one more go. Alma Poisty for Fallen Leaves. Massive apologies if that's wrong. Fantasia Barrino for The Color Purple. Jennifer Lawrence for No Hard Feelings. Natalie Portman for May December. Margot Robbie for Barbie. And Emma Stone for Poor Things. Now, this is Margot Robbie. Surely this is Margot Robbie's. Surely. Surely, 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 surely. Now, the only other one that sticks out to me is Emma Stone for Poor Things. But I get the feeling that this is going to be Margot Robbie's. Best male actor in a film, drama, Bradley Cooper, Maestro, Leonardo DiCaprio, Killers of the Flower Moon, Coleman Domingo, Rustin, Barry Keoghan for Saltburn, Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, Andrew Scott for All of Us Strangers, Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer. That's just done. That's just where it is. I've seen all this stuff about Bradley Cooper talking about Cillian Murphy and, you know, talking about years going into a film and then, like, Cillian Murphy getting a phone call and 6 months later and being on set and all that kind of stuff. And it pains me to see Bradley Cooper in this position because I was one of the few people when A Star Is Born came out that just wanted him to get something for that film. Like, he directed it, he wrote it, he sung in it, he wrote the songs for it, he did all this kind of stuff, he acted in it, and he didn't get anything for it at the Oscars. And then we're almost getting the same thing again here with Maestro, and I'm sorry, Bradley, but you're going to get shut out again. Keep on keeping on, I suppose. Best female actor in a film, drama, Annette Bening, Naiad, Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller, Anatomy of a Fall, Kerry Mulligan, Maestro, Greta Lee, Past Lives, and Kaylee Spaney, I do apologize if I got that one wrong, Priscilla. Now, my instant reaction to this was Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon. Then I thought about Greta Lee, Past Lives, and I'm going between the two, but I'm thinking Lily Gladstone. I'm thinking this is Lily Gladstone's. Best film, musical, comedy, penultimate one. American Fiction, Barbie, May, December, The Holdovers, The Poor Things. Now, I've said it. I think this is going to be a Barbenheimer split down the middle. This one goes to Barbie. So then best film drama, Anatomy of a Fall, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Zone of Interest, Oppenheimer. Now, I'll run back through these very, very quickly. So, best stand-up comedian on TV, Chris Rock, Selective Outrage. Best supporting actor on a male actor on a TV series, Billy Crudup, The Morning Show, but look out for Matthew McFadden. Best Supporting Actor, a female actor on a TV series, Hannah Waddingham, Ted Lasso. Best Male Actor in a Limited Series, Stephen Yeun Beef. Best Female Actor in a Limited Series, Elizabeth Olsen, Love and Death. Male Actor in a TV series, musical or comedy, Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso, but look out for Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. Female Actor in a TV series, musical or comedy, Ayo Edebiri for The Bear. Male Actor in a TV series, drama, Kieran Culkin for Succession, but Pedro, please. Female actor for the TV series drama, Sarah Snook for Succession. I'd love it to be Bella Ramsey for The Last of Us, but I get the feeling it's going to be Sarah Snook. Best television series, limited series is Beef. Best television series, musical or comedy is Ted Lasso, or look out for The Bear. TV series drama, Succession, look out for The Last of Us. Cinematic and box office achievement, Barbie. Best original song, film, What Was I Made For from Barbie, could be any of the bunch. Best original score for a film, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Best original screenplay, Barbie. Best original director, Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer. Best male actor in a supporting role, Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. Female actor in a supporting role, Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer. Best film, non-English language, I'm going to say Past Lives, but look out for Anatomy of a Fall. Best film animated feature is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Best male actor in a film, musical comedy, Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers. Best female actor in a film, musical comedy, Margot Robbie for Barbie. Best male actor in a film, drama, Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer. Best female actor in a film, drama, Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon. Best film, musical comedy, Barbie. And best film, drama, Oppenheimer. I feel like that is the way that it's going to go. And I'm looking forward to doing this again for the BAFTAs and for the Oscars. And usually, I say usually, sometimes, the way that the Globes go in terms of winners allows us to look into where the other things are going to go. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be, we'll see where we go. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let me know in the comments. Let me know. Come and talk to me. If you're one of my students who's watching this, who this week has sort of said, oh, sir, I saw your podcast. I did this. What do you think? Have you seen any of those films? Did you enjoy Barbie? Did you enjoy Oppenheimer? Come and tell me. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Stay safe. Look after each other. And I'll see you next time.